Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Levon wears his war wound like a crown.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. That's Levon. That's his first big hit in America. Way back in the day, a long time ago. It's still a great song. 23 after, did I say that? My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you check that out. Both of those books have won international awards. I'm very proud of them. Rick Mathis is our guest, our good friend. We're proud of him, too. He's been hanging out with us now for about 8 years. He's the creative officer, chief creative officer, and King Biscuit over at imatheson.com. Right, Rick? Is that right?
That's absolutely right, Jim. Thank you so much.
King Biscuit, yeah. And author of two books that I know of, Branding Unbound and The On-Demand Brand. We're talking about using some of the new digital marketing tools that are out there. We talked about geofencing, which is a variation, a higher tech variation on local search. Augmented reality, a lot of people have heard about that. So let's hold that to the end because I want to go to something people know more about now, and that's search. I'm sorry, voice search. And this is going to replace, in your daughter's life, I'll put it that way, Rick, in my grandchildren's life, the voice search is going to replace search, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I mean, we are barreling toward what some are calling the post-screen internet.
Say that again.
Next year, the post-screen internet. So an internet where screens are not the dominant form of interaction with the networked world. By next year, or early 2020, 30% of all searches will be conducted without a screen.
And 40% of those searches are controlled by Amazon. How about that?
Yes,
folks?
Alexa. Yep. Alexa is the powerhouse.
Now you talk about creepy, Rick.
Yes. Alexa, I don't own one for that creep factor reason.
Yeah.
I think they will fix some of those issues in the future.
No, Rick, you're wrong. I'm sorry. I've never said that to you before. Don't be naive. They're not going to fix it. Those features, they may fix any mistakes, but you know that these companies are not going to become less intrusive in our lives. They're going to continue to create new conveniences and handy, sexy stuff for us. And in order to get that for free, we're going to give them back a whole bunch of stuff.
That's correct. But I want to believe in my naivete that they'll give a little bit more security controls to the
users. I hope so, too. But away from my politics, let's get back to how you need to think about using this because it can benefit you. If your customers are using voice, you have to be ready, don't you?
You do have to be ready. I mean, with everyone starting to use Siri or Cortana or, yes, Alexa, whether it's through a mobile device or a stationary device, people are going to be using this increasingly and increasingly on the go. Siri, where's the nearest, shoe store? Siri, what's the best Chinese food in Huntsville?
Right.
And so now, everything that you're already doing in search to boost your rankings, you're going to have to start to factor in voice. Because if your goal with the on-screen internet is to at least, give the first couple of Google results, if not number one, definitely on the first page. But in the voice world, it may not be just a matter of great marketing. It may be survival.
Right.
I mean, people are only going to check that first one or two search results and then move on. And so there are a couple of things that you want to do to optimize your chances there. One is, make sure your site is mobile friendly, just in case you do click through to a screen experience. But you're going to need also realize that sometimes that content is going to be read from your site through the voice assistant.
Yep.
So you want to think about keywords still, but a little less about keywords, a little more about the content. So think about the questions that will map to something someone
that's
might
the thing.
Ask a voice search.
That's the thing. It's not going to be – people aren't going to be typing in one or two keywords. They're going to be asking questions, aren't they?
They are. Alexa, who's the best insurance
agent? Or making statements, making commands.
Or making commands. So you want to make your copy, you know, think less in terms of the keywords and more about complete ideas. And this means emphasizing sentences and phrases and topics and not just the keywords. So ask
right.
the question in your text and then answer the question in your text.
And this is a complete
boost your rank.
This is a complete redo of your of how you think of indexing your platform, isn't it?
That's right. It's called semantic search. We're quickly
say that again.
This is going to be the test, folks.
Say it again, Rick.
Semantic search. So this is
semantic search. If somebody tries to offer you the ability to upgrade your platform, your website, your all your stuff to your online presence to semantic search, take them seriously. Get two bids and do it.
Absolutely. This is critically important for really every business, but especially small businesses, local businesses.
Hey, Rick, I wanted to focus on those two because I think they're the more relevant to people today. Will you come back next time and we'll talk about augmented reality?
Absolutely.
Let's reschedule that, okay? I need your website.
iMatheson.com? iMatheson.com.
There it is, folks. Check it out. Rick Matheson, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.